Warning: this podcast may contain adult themes and inappropriate language not suitable for the kids. You've been warned.
Did you know that the voices of Mickey and Minnie Mouse got married in real life?
EFTM. Tech, cars, lifestyle.
This is the EFTM podcast with Trevor Long, Chris Bowen, and Jeff Quattromani.
Well, fuck me, just when you thought Mickey was gay, and the character who played him was straight as an arrow.
Ernie and Bert are gay.
I'm Chris Bowen, you're Trevor Long, and Jeff Quattromani's here as well. We're back after 3 or 4 weeks.
I'm here.
The podcast had paternity leave.
It did, didn't it?
It did for a long time.
No, we had that here at the Great EFTM.
Just the whole show went on paternity leave.
People noticed.
We certainly went on leave.
But a lot of people noticed.
I didn't feel any
quantify
inquiries.
That.
Didn't
I had inquiries after inquiries.
I saw 2 tweets.
Because you guys weren't in the office, I just flagged all the calls.
Sure, handled sure.
Them, the calls.
We don't have,
we don't have a phone.
At the switchboard.
Don't have an office yet.
1-800-EFTM.
That's an idea.
I used to have a 1-800 number.
Mm. Yeah, I remember
157-157.
Yeah, you did.
It was good times.
I don't think I rang it once.
But yeah, you know what? I'm disappointed in our audience. Mm. I didn't feel the overwhelming concern for the show being missing.
Yeah, no, it gives a rats.
That was why at a point, and we'll talk about our travels a bit later. But at a point in the travels where I could have said, "Nah, Bowen, come, let's do the show."
Mm. Yeah,
mm. I didn't. I went, you know what?
Jeff's not here.
No,
I didn't give a rat's
Jeff's
about
not here,
you,
boys.
Jeff.
Let's.
There was just
one
I didn't feel the overwhelming demand, and frankly, I'm disappointed in your listener.
I'm prepared to say that if the listener doesn't email us this week, I'm not showing up next week. That's it. I'm going to cancel the podcast in terms of my role. It's off. In fact, I'll stop right now. What?
Right now? Is that what you were going to say?
No, stop writing.
Oh, right.
Change my mind.
Yeah. You just remembered you got a mortgage?
Yep.
Not as option.
Yeah, good plan. Anyway, I think the plan is week on week, if you're just joining us for the first time, EFTM, Men's Lifestyle Publication is how we describe ourselves.
It's great. Yeah.
And technology, cars.
Mm. You're the tech guy.
You're the car guy.
I'm the car guy. And you're the lifestyle guy.
I fill in. Just fill the gaps.
Casual.
Yeah.
Other gaps.
Basically, lifestyle is a category that covers everything else. Primarily, he's the wine and coffee guy.
Yeah, true.
But things, yeah, cooking.
But he wrote an article about jeans the other day, Kevlar jeans or something, bulletproof jeans.
Was there a kickback in that? Because that was weird.
I wore a pair of them. Yeah. I wore a pair.
And you got a free pair, didn't you?
Well, I had to test it.
And you obviously
and you have kept them.
Well, I haven't sent them back
yet.
You
wouldn't
It'd be weird to ask for jeans.
And what are they worth? Oh, mate.
$350.
$350.
Wow.
Jeez,
wow.
I don't have a motorbike.
What about, go to the article and read it at EFTN.com. It gives fashion advice. Apparently, jeans are out. And you should only wear chinos.
Look at us. What are we wearing?
Apparently, it's unacceptable to wear jeans to work.
Of course.
Well, let me tell you, I got away with it for 15 years.
And there's
years.
3 people in this room, and one of them's wearing jeans.
There you go. So the scales are tipped.
Shit, I got chinos on.
Yeah, years ago, jeans would have been it. They would have been, for sure.
I don't even. What's a chino?
What we're wearing.
It's
pants,
like material,
slacks.
Not made of denim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a dinner prior to this, so I dressed up a bit.
I went to dinner too.
Yeah.
It was I good. Didn't.
My dinner.
No, I had pizza.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway.
Is that it?
It's great to be here.
I wonder why no one's listening.
EFTM.
This is the EFTM podcast. EFTM podcast.
So I got a new GoPro.
Mm.
That's good news.
It's a different colour.
It's a different colour. And it's, you know the good thing about the colour? You know they've always had the Hero 6, Hero 5. I'm going to record.
How is it a different colour?
It's actually, the actual unit is black.
Well, what colour's the one I've got? The Hero
Dark grey.
Yeah.
Oh,
so the Hero 6 black, the Hero 5 black, all the blacks have never been a different color to any other.
It's amazing.
GoPro.
Celebrate
number 7
times.
Now. I wonder what they're up to.
So it's Hero 7 and it's black and there's 3 of them. So there's Hero 7, white, silver and black. The white one is actually just a light gray. The silver is a darker gray like the old ones.
Sure.
And the black is black and it actually says black 7 on the side the camera and of the mount because people always want to show off what they do, what they've bought.
Mm.
This is $599.
Is that cheaper or more expensive than that?
I think it's cheaper, frankly.
I was going to say, it feels like it's gone down.
The next one down is $499, and then it's $299.
And they all do 4K now?
No, so $299 is HD.
Yep.
$499 is 4K. $599 is 4K with, like, crazy, immense image stabilization. Do you remember the Karma Grip, the gimbal they had?
Yep.
Which was excellent, but it was huge. I've got one. It's massive to carry around. This thing has Karma-like image stabilization.
Sure.
So basically built into it, you know, shakes and shudders. I tested it on a remote control car. It was pretty darn good compared to the last one, but it wasn't as amazing as I thought it would be
Does it appear floaty instead?
No. Like it's very smooth.
Cool.
I think it's been optimized for mountain bikers and bloody snowboarders, because all the mountain biking and snowboarding videos I've seen on the GoPro Hero 7 look amazing.
I used to do
like seriously amazing image stabilization. Mm, so I'm going to test it a bit with like the walk around style stuff we do to see whether you can notice it.
Sure.
But the user interface is improved on the touch screen. It's a little bit easier to swipe between between modes, as opposed to having to flick around different swipe modes and stuff.
Yeah.
And they've got this really cool time lapse mode. So if you were to walk, I don't know, let's say you walk through Pitt Street Mall, just
like
carrying this. Yeah, like a hyperlapse, but it's this just enhanced version of it. They've enhanced the photos a bit. They've just done a whole, but it's just interesting to me because they were pretty, an audio. Apparently,
it's much better.
Much better audio. So we'll do a car test in the next week.
Yeah.
We'll take it in car and just do an in-car audio with this. Because the problem we've always had with car videos is you've got the GoPro, then you've got to have a separate recording set up for the audio. And, so you know, the little screen on the front, that'll represent for you. When I turn it sideways,
That's handy.
Portrait mode. Yeah. Because you can share through the app, you can share to Instagram stories.
Well, that's great.
So they've made this thing so that snowboarders and stuff can make stuff for IGTV and Instagram stories and stuff. You can even set it to just film a 15-second clip.
I'm
fascinated.
I thought GoPro were having some sort of drama at one point.
Well, they're struggling. Yeah. Like they're massively struggling because they went through this massive high, and then you know smartphones got really, really good and waterproof and, you know, like, why carry this thing around? Plus, if you want really good video, you get a DSLR. So
that's true.
It's like...
They've got a good little app. I think it's called Quick Stories, which is designed for Instagram. Yeah. I went to the launch of that, actually.
Yeah.
The Honey Badger was there. He was the ambassador. That was a trip and a half.
Yeah, seaplane.
It was a seaplane up to wherever. The Hawkesbury.
The one that made it back.
So that would have been the Hero 6? No, 5.
I think it was the 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the app's still pretty much the same, but it's all, again, it's all about algorithms and trying to learn what shots were good and not whatnot. But I don't know. Do you think there's still a market for a GoPro?
No.
I feel like people who wanted a GoPro have one.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were doing action sports and you wanted to film it, you already bought a GoPro.
Yeah.
And do you have a reason to upgrade from, say, a 3 to a 7?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, 3. If you've got any of the old-looking ones, just upgrade immediately because these are waterproof.
Yeah.
5 and 6, which look exactly the same as this broadly.
Tough ask.
Unless you're doing a lot of stuff that's shaky as buggery, and the image stabilization here is insane, like mountain biking and stuff.
Yeah, if you're an outdoorsy sort of like one of those guys who likes to fly like a sugar glider, you know, down a cliff.
As you would,
one of those Red Bull people, like that's perfect.
But of course. Mate, is mountain biking big in your area?
I used to do it. I used to strap a GoPro to
the... You know, as a weekend hobby. Like, it happens friggin'... Like, there's cars lined up everywhere here.
Yeah, especially out here.
Mountain biking the bushland.
Yeah, where you are. There's heaps of good trails.
Just don't get filming your own adventure. I mean, who's watching it back?
This is the point they make, right? They say people are recording, frankly, hours of video. And how much of it is usable?
Yeah, it's only good if you stack it.
Yeah, nothing.
Correct.
Go viral.
And the GeForce thing is good for that. And did you know that with this... Because, you know, you can say, GoPro, start recording.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's recording now.
Sure.
Fuck.
Yeah, and it cuts it.
No, it marks that as a moment in the clip.
Right. Something happened. Yeah. Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. That's been around for a bit.
Yeah. That's been around a couple of them. But the thing is, who's using those features? Is it smart? So they're trying to make it smarter so it knows which bits are good.
Yeah,
and they're also trying to make it so that... So you can set it now to be a 15-second clips only.
Mm.
And so with voice command, you can be mountain biking along and just go, okay... You tell it to start recording when you're about to hit a ramp. And then it'll only record 15 seconds, and then you do your next thing. Rather than filming an hour ride and just pulling out the bits that you want to find.
Smart.
I think it's pretty smart.
Smart. It's changed a lot since I first used them. I mean, gosh, one I've got still in the plastic case. You had to push buttons to change modes. It was really difficult.
No, awful.
And you couldn't see anything, which was that's got a huge screen on the back. So.
Yeah, no, well, that's been there since the 5. So that's
how long it's been since I've had to use one.
I just think as a piece of tech... It just looks awful. You've got that little grey screen on the back LCD screen. It's just, and it's so small, the interface. And it's clunky, and like my fingers are too fat to navigate properly. It's just, that's what annoys me about it.
Yeah.
It's not a simple, easy device.
I think the challenge is, it's actually really easy to link with your phone now, because the bigger challenge is...
Yeah, that was a problem.
If you mount it in a car or something, which is our main use for it, you can never see the screen.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got to get the app. The app's got to be really easy. But here's the last thing I'll tell you about it, is live broadcasting. Now, the problem is, I've discovered today, you can't live broadcast on a page. Like, so we can't broadcast into the EFTM page. Really annoying. You can only broadcast to a personal account, your own personal account. But here's how I'll try and explain this best so people who aren't here can understand. But let's say you've got your phone linked to your GoPro. You think live broadcasting would require the GoPro sends a signal to the phone and the phone does all the processing right now.
Okay.
What happens is you sit your phone next to it and you go, right, I want to start a live broadcast. And on the phone, you say it's Facebook. You want to say it's going to use this account. I want it to be this title. And then you say, I want it to use this network. So you could choose the Wi-Fi network here at home. You could have a personal hotspot attached to you.
Yep.
Or you could set up a personal hotspot on your phone.
And use that.
And use that. Because if you require Bluetooth and everything, as soon as the app closes or the phone turns off, the connection's gone.
Yeah.
So it actually independently uses a network that you choose to do the live broadcast. Well, that's insane.
Mm. I like it.
That's really cool.
I like the idea.
They've changed a lot. At least they've done a lot to it since then.
Yeah.
It's not just the camera that's getting better.
Mm. Put it this way, there's three of them. I don't know why anyone would buy the middle one at $499 when for an extra $100 you get all the bells and whistles with the stabilization. I don't think my remote control car video gives it the complete picture of the stabilization, but it's definitely more stable than the Hero 6, which I put side by side with it. But I think over the next few weeks you'll see a lot of crazy videos come out from people who are mucking around with the new GoPro. But yeah, pretty cool camera, I reckon.
I'm a fan.
There it is.
You've got to get that on the Mustang.
It's all up at EFTM.com.
EFTM.
This is the EFTM podcast with Trevor Long, Chris Bowen, and Jeff Quattromani.
Yeah, so we have been tripping around the world a bit. I went to Madrid, Spain. This week.
You just went to Madrid for
a day, basically. Landed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We left at 4 o'clock the next day. So it was a good time.
Anyway,
I went there for the 2019 Supra. Let's call it a launch because we did drive it, but still heavily camouflaged. This car has been cloaked in secrecy since about 2014 when it was first announced. Mm. The basics are it's based on BMW's Z4. It's a collaboration effort, much like the Toyota 86 and Subaru synergy.
It's a different partner.
Yeah, different partner. Dealing with the Germans is completely different.
Yeah.
But
you said something in your review about how they got to a point and then all communication
they
was stopped.
Basically formed the basis of what they were going to do, and they just stopped talking to each other. So it is a completely different scenario
the
than the 86
new as well,
and the Subaru.
It?
The Z4 is new. Been announced. Pricing hasn't either. So look, still cloaked in secrecy. I mean, you look at the website, EFTM.com, you'll get a fair idea of what it looks like. It's fairly dramatic looking. It's a great looking two-door sports car. It's got all the, ticks all the boxes, front engine, rear wheel drive, plenty of power, straight six turbo, which the Supra is renowned for.
Nice.
And I got to say, look, it was a flying drive. We did about a 100K loop out to the Jarama Race Circuit, which was a former home of the F1 over there in Spain. Crazy track. They cancelled it in 81 because it's that dangerous, and I can see why. If you held it today, everyone would die. Honestly.
Everyone would just die.
There's no runoffs. There's walls everywhere. I was scared. It drives sensationally. It's going to be about 220 kilowatts of power. It's like double the 86 in terms of fun. It's got the handling and it's got the power. It doesn't have the exhaust note, to be honest. It's a little bit muted, but it's that BMW engine. So if you've driven that turbo inline six, you'd probably be familiar with that anyway. Look, the whole interior was covered in felt, so you couldn't even get an idea of what it looked like. Wow. I did pull off what was covering the infotainment system and discovered it would be BMW's iDrive. Multimedia system.
No, really?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. The whole guts of the software will be driven by BMW's iDrive. There's no doubt about that.
But that seems weird to me. I mean, it's probably better than Toyota's, isn't it weird to have a car in your showroom that has a completely different infotainment system?
Yeah, it's a bit strange, but the good thing is it will have Apple CarPlay, but again, whether or not that makes it to Australia is another issue. They just can't confirm that. There's a lot they can't confirm, including the price. And that's going to be a huge thing, the price, because it's got to be substantially cheaper than the Z4 to be competitive.
Where do you think, who's its nearest competitor when it does come out?
Well, I mean, the aging 370,
I was going to say, the 370 is getting old.
And that's always been around the 60 mark. They did reduce it to around 50 recently because it's about 8 years old.
Because it's a great car, the 370.
The interior is just dated.
Oh, sensational.
To drive, a shocking interior.
Yeah,
exactly. It's been around since 2008, as I said. I think if this is to be successful, what's an 80, an 86? It's around 35 up to 40 if you get the sort of sports pack they have. Mm. I think hopefully around 60, but they're suggesting 70, which is a big coin. But again, it's a popular car. It's an iconic car.
Yeah, but there's only so many cars sell because of their iconic, the iconicism or whatever the word would be.
Price we'll take a look at the Mustang, I guess. The Mustang still makes it up towards 74 grand if you want to get it full, all the fruit, as they say.
True.
Yeah. So it's sort of in that category.
The new one. Like, it was cheaper last year. By the way, because there's one in the driveway. You'd be filthy if you bought one of those last year.
Yeah, you would be.
It's that much better.
So much better. It's just so much better. I've only driven it to the shops and back, mate.
Yeah.
And it's just so much better. The interior, fit, finish, it just doesn't feel...
Same interior. There's a few
It just doesn't feel... It's still plasticky.
Yeah, they've worked on some touch points, made them softer.
But also, they've just added big areas that aren't the crappy plastic.
Yeah, the chrome. They've gone from the brushed chrome look. The bright chromes that are brushed
plus
chrome.
Plus, big LCD dashboard in front of you gives you this completely different look.
That's
so,
unique,
I don't know. I just feel like the interior is mind-blowing. And the ride and handling is better. Anyway, but that's a competitor car.
It is, actually. You've driven the new Mustang. Now you've driven the Supra. Same price. What would you do?
Well, the thing is, the Supra drives like a BMW, and they drive well,
as you know.
That's
a good thing.
That's a good thing. I mean, it was interesting because on the drive program, we took on a rally course over there as part of a rally course similar to what we have here in Australia with the Targa rally. It was phenomenal. Some of the twists and turns that were. Let me just tell you something. I had 12 points in Spain, so I had a red hot go, as opposed to out here. I've got to say, I gave it 9 out of 10 in terms of the handling stakes.
Yeah,
it is just
cutting
edge handling
because it's one of your best lines ever.
Yeah,
you have to at least summarize or read that last line about your rating because it is one of your best lines. No doubt.
It's a long article.
No doubt.
I just simply said, look, this is a serious car that can be driven like it's on fire. I rarely fall in love with the car, but I'd leave my wife for it. It's a 9 out of 10 for me. If you're reading this, Gillian, you're a 10. And that pretty much sums up how I feel about it, even though it was covered in all sorts of shit.
It's weird, the camo thing. Yeah. So, and let's just address that for a moment. It's a strategy. It's a PR brand marketing strategy that says if we keep the hype, like if we reveal it all now, what do we reveal in 6 months from now? Because this thing's not going to be available till like this time next year.
Third quarter next year. I don't know why they won't uncover
it. Yeah.
They basically said, look, this is finished, this car. The only things that are going to change is some of the trim inside. So it won't have a BMW quality interior. So they're going to have to cheapen. Well, there have to be compromises at some point because it's going to have to sell at
Toyota
prices.
So what are they waiting for? Are they waiting for Nissan to release the new 370Z? What do they want?
They're still working on weight reduction. They want to get it beneath 1,500 kilos. So they've still got to work out. They're just a tad over that at the moment. So there's still a bit of finessing to go on.
And you think that's all in the interior?
I think so, yeah. I mean, so much so that the rear tailgate is completely plastic. Not carbon fiber or anything like that because it'd be too expensive. It's just plastic.
And there's no back seat.
And the cargo area, which is 250 litres, is not that big, couple of overnight bags. Mm. There's no wall between the cargo area and the two seats in front of you.
So same as a 370Z too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you can see straight through.
Wide open.
So that's another weight reduction thing, not putting something like that in.
Not even a curtain.
Wow. Yeah. But look, no one knows exactly what spec we will get. Like, it looks like it's got amazing LED headlights. Who knows if we'll get that? It's got all these ventilation, cosmetic things throughout various panels across the bonnet and the wheel arches. They're closed, but they will be used for a racing version of it. And so there's talk of that.
A TID happening.
Also talk of a 6-speed automatic at some point as opposed to the 8-speed auto it currently comes with.
Mate, they run the 86 series now. Yeah. They've got to run a Super Series.
Replace it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
You wouldn't bother with the 86
series. Well, this would be also, incidentally, it's the first car to be under the Gazoo Toyota Racing banner because they combined all their different motoring
banners into one.
Which means
absolutely nothing outside of Japan.
Well, no idea what that
means. Gazoo's been around for a while. There's a Yaris Gazoo. This is like the HSV, basically.
I thought it was TID. What happened to
that?
It's gone.
What?
Gone.
They killed it?
That's gone.
And replaced it with Gazoo?
Gazoo.
Well, I've never heard. That sounds stupid.
Yeah, Gazoo's it's a very big. Japanese thing.
It is, mate. We'll end up with Gazoo Hiluxes, trust me.
That sounds so dumb.
Yeah.
TID sounds fantastic.
Yeah, mate, well, Nismo, at least, I don't know, they took some real time to build that into something
like
here.
The Gazoo.
I don't.
That's
sounds
horrible.
Like a stupid musical instrument.
Do you reckon they could ever use the Supra in supercars?
No.
Why?
That's an interesting point.
The
main issue with the Mustang is, so the Commodore alone, if you look at the supercar Commodore, they've had to hang the rear wing out so far back because of the length of the supercar chassis.
Yeah, but they changed the rules.
Yeah, but they've changed the rules slightly to account for the Mustang.
Change it massively so people give a rats because people eventually won't.
Nah, mate. Next year, the Mustang is going to make it huge.
It's not a Mustang.
Yeah, but it's not a Commodore either.
It's cut in half. It'll be the same size as the rest of the cars.
But it's not a Commodore either.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very different size.
And that's, people are being, they hate it.
I don't think they do, mate.
People are going to get more excited by it.
When was the last time you went to a supercar race?
Who gives a rat's about the new Commodore? Who gets passionate about that?
plenty of people at
give
supercars.
Give it a couple of years, yeah. And the Commodore won't even exist.
It's just, I don't know what drugs you're on right now.
One trip with Toyota really turned on everything.
It's yeah. true, though. I'll tell you what, though. We rotated between the Supra and the 86.
Why is that?
On the drive, because there's only four of them. I think there's only about four in the world.
Right.
So we had to rotate through the various journalists. Jeez, it's still a fun car, that 86, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, mate, I saw a bloke yesterday, yeah. And them, those aftermarkets on... Oh, actually, I've seen two cars, a Ranger and an 86, where they've gone aftermarket tail or front lights.
Right.
So they've got that, you know, the indicator lights that
yeah,
arrow.
Cool. Yeah.
You know what? I'd do that. If I had an 86 and I had it for a couple of years, I'd totally replace those tail lights and put, you know, arrow lights in and stuff like that, moving LEDs.
You rate it. Do you have the 86?
Oh, yeah, mate. It's a beautiful car to drive.
It's got no power. And it's
like driving a go-kart.
It's not quick at all, but, like, you know, through the twisty sections, you'd be on the arse end of this Supra in front of you, and then it'd take off on the straight, and then you'd draw near again. It's like a mini.
So then flick over to, say, the MX-5, the new MX-5.
Mm. I haven't driven that.
Oh, you went out to look at it or something?
No, I haven't.
Someone did.
No, whatever. We saw it in Berlin recently, but no, I haven't driven that one. I don't have a chance.
Someone made a comment in the WhatsApp group, and Jeff thinks we've reviewed it.
I don't think that's in the same league as this, though.
No, the 86, though.
Oh, no, the 86 is...
Nah, really?
It's up there. There's two cars I know.
Yeah,
the most fun I've ever had in a car has happened twice. In the
do we want to, on the podcast, mate,
Ford
you want to say
Fiesta ST and the 86.
I've heard a lot of positive things about the Fiesta ST.
Oh, yeah.
There's something fun about this thing,
mate,
isn't
watch the Top Gear review. I mean, Jeremy Clarkson blows his load.
Yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes he gets really random about cars. He's hard to understand.
Well, he's going okay then.
He's doing
he's going all right at it.
He's doing all right. Yeah. He's not bad.
Mm. Yeah, I think he's going okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what happens with the Supra, how it's priced, what spec we get, and whether or not people will
it's got to top out at
swayed
60.
By a Toyota that's essentially a BMW.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm swayed.
Bowen's 60-second video review and full review are at EFTM.com.
EFTM. This is the EFTM podcast with Trevor Long, Chris Bowen, and Jeff Quattromani.
And we do it thanks to Alcatel, the 1C Telstra prepaid mobile phone I've told you about before. I've just found it is also at Target. Now get this, they $69, $69 for 3G prepaid mobile phone. Simple phone, great camera, great screen, nothing like a flagship smartphone, but perfect for a first phone for your kids. Or for someone who just needs to get in touch and stay in touch. $69 prepaid, down from $89 at Target. That's the Alcatel 1C. So I got up really early and went into the city to see whether there was a queue at the Apple store.
Mm. What's going on?
I drove past at 5:47. I drove up King Street. Mm. And just looked out the window and went, I'm not going to get out of the car. I'm going to park the car and have a nap or do some work. I'm not getting out of the car in the cold. There was five people there. Mm. Regularly for an Apple launch, at that hour of the morning, there's at least people around the corner.
Yeah.
George Street and a little tiny bit up King Street.
Yep.
Five people camped overnight. There was only three people kind of overnight-ish.
Wow.
By 7 o'clock, there was 30 people there. Now, standing at the front of the Apple store at 8 o'clock when it opened, it was raucous. It was busy. There was people either side. It was good. It looked okay, but there was just, it was embarrassing because they had bollards set up, barricades set up York Street.
Oh, did they?
And there was no one there.
They had a high anticipation.
Well,
maybe.
I think they're required to under Sydney City Council regulations to account for it, given the situation they've had in
control.
The past. But it was never going to be big, right? So because last week when they announced three new phones in Cupertino, they then announced that two of them were going to be available today, as we record on Friday, and the other one would be available at the end of October.
And that's the cheap one. Yeah.
That's the affordable one at $1,200.
Colourful one, six colours.
Yep.
So I never expected there to be many people there today. In fact, I told the Today Show yesterday, I said there won't be anyone there, so we don't need to go down.
So
I went down just in case.
Would you expect then that there'll be a queue at the
much
end of
bigger.
October? Do you think there'll be any queue?
Yes.
For sure.
Much bigger.
Will they do the same sort of clappy thing? And
yeah,
get
they
all
always
excited?
Do.
For any product?
Have you ever been down there?
No.
You've got to go down. It's a very interesting experience.
Well. But why? But yeah, I'd try.
Why?
No,
I'm just saying for
day.
Him. He's commenting about it. If you're going to comment about it, you need to go and experience it. But yes,
reason. Exciting. What's exciting about it?
Nothing for me, for us, but for some people, they want to experience that, right?
Poor simple.
The reason there's not a queue like there were before is 4 years ago when the queue went King York Market, like serious long queue.
Yeah, wrap around.
The phone wasn't on sale in China at that stage, where they weren't a launch market.
Right.
So a large part of the Chinese population here, and people flew in to buy the phone.
Come on.
They bought multiple units.
You think so?
Absolutely. I remember you saying
that at the time.
And the delivery guarantees back then were not as strong.
Yeah.
The online reservations were not as easy.
Right.
So there's a bunch of reasons why it's not as easy. But right now,
so
when a phone
is... Chinese come to Australia to buy the iPhone, then they go home.
Or they would send, or someone living here would send like two home.
Oh, yeah. That's the first time I've heard that.
Mate, we were sitting in Macca's and there's people just handing over cash to people who'd bought them for.
Funnily enough, the airfare is now cheaper than buying the iPhone.
Yeah,
that's true.
You can get to New York and back.
Do you think that's a problem as well? The price.
Price, 100%.
So is quite freaking scandalous.
Reasons why you're not as popular physically, like lining up.
Yeah.
I mean, who's lining up to spend $2,000? Not a lot of people. It's easy to buy it online. Like Jolly had, he bought an Apple Watch. He had it at 6:30. The courier came at 6:30.
I remember.
Yeah. Right? This morning.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, he did that last time around.
Because
well.
In regional New South Wales, the courier's got a frigging lot of ground to cover. He's going to get out there.
Might as well start early.
That's right. So it's easier to order online. You can get it delivered to your desk on the day. Yeah. And price, online ordering. And frankly, it's just that this is not as popular because it's the super price flagship.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I think it'll be different for the XR, the coloured phone. It, frankly, mate, it looks beautiful. It's a stunning looking phone.
Yeah.
It'll sell like hotcakes because it's all well and good to have a, you know, this looks different because it's, you know, gold.
Yeah.
That's the only difference that you can tell is this. It's gold.
Yes.
But everything else just looks like an iPhone 10.
Same, yeah.
It's, you know, obviously a very different phone. It's far much faster and the camera is out of this world better.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd buy the XR in a heartbeat because it's $1,200 instead of $1,700.
Yeah.
And I'd buy it in bloody yellow or, you know, something that stands out. If I'm going to spend that money, I want it to stand out.
It's going to be really interesting, actually, to see then at the end of the month what the XRQ is like. Mm. That's fascinating for me.
I'm prepared to give you a guarantee it'll be around New York Street. Yeah, wow. There'll be about 100 people there by 7 o'clock.
Okay. Yep,
for sure.
When do you think the pricing is going to plateau? We can't just keep going on this upward curve.
Why not?
I mean, no,
so
you're,
in three
I think
years,
I think we're
be $4,000.
No, I mean, I think we're at the peak.
Cars
now.
Have got cheaper, and they're cars.
Yeah, but this
cars.
Different. I think what's different here is
it's bullshit,
this
bro.
Compared to 2 years
it
ago.
Is, mate, it is.
Why is that?
Because you mate walk around the suburb, do the door knock. No, mate, it's well over $2,000 to get the top of the range. That's crazy.
No, but no one's debating that it's not crazy.
I'm saying you have to do it either.
Saying to you is that this phone, I don't know, compared to an iPhone 6, which was $1,000, is double the value. Like this, it's just the quality of the screen, the quality of the interior, the quality of everything is better, right? Mm. But my point always is for $500, you can get an unbelievably good phone. Mm. So no, you don't need to spend this money.
Mm. There's
but
options.
If you want this phone, mate, bad luck, you have to spend that money. Is it going to get higher? No. There's no way that I probably would have said that last year too, but we're at $2,390 now is the absolute maximum.
Yeah.
This phone here, that is $2,396.
God, some cash.
It's a TV.
Right?
It's a TV. Oh my God.
It's a laptop.
It's an amazing laptop.
It's a cheap used car.
Yeah.
It's a car.
Like, it's a lot of things.
Yeah. It's a great
and
watch.
Mortgage repayment.
There's no way most people need a 512 gig phone, so you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
The $1,200 XR, most people are going to get that on a plan that is maybe $5 more than it was when you bought a $1,000 phone. Mm. So they're not going to notice the difference. I think if you segregate the mobile phone market, the Samsung and Apple buyers are buying on plans.
That's what I was about to say.
Everyone else is either buying outright or just on really cheap plans, and they're going to JB's and they're doing all that stuff.
It's a good point. If you're going to go for the new iPhone, you're probably going to get on a plan, right?
Yeah.
Most people. So maybe you're spending
for
an extra
amount of money, you would.
$10 a month or whatever. Mm.
But it's you different. Made a point to me about your mobile phone bill since you've owned a phone. Because you've always had a phone on a contract.
True.
And since you've owned a phone outright, you've been able to cut all that from your bill.
Yeah.
And you've stuck with Telstra.
$60 cheaper.
And you're saving $60 a month.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what I say to people. Okay, I know that you might not be able to afford it up front now, but if you hang on to your phone for a year, save that $60 a month, and then even if you have to go 50-50 with your credit card, the credit card repayments are probably going to be cheaper than what you're saving. Exactly. You know, there's a whole bunch of smart ways to do it, but mate, people are so desperate
they
to
need
be
it now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Impulse buyers.
But these things
will
last.
This is why people can't buy homes, Jeff, and that's why.
We've spoken about this before.
100%.
Your Trevor, I was on Twitter for a brief moment this morning before I got nailed into work, and I saw people who I recall tweeting about, the housing market is so tough, saying they got delivery of their new iPhone XS.
Exactly.
Or 10S, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a 10S.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, you can't. You can't have it both ways.
You can't.
You 100%. Just can't, mate. You just can't. We've been through it.
100%. But the last thing I'll say is that I found it very interesting that at the keynote last week, they talked about devices that last longer. So there's a lot of conspiracies out there about planned obsolescence, about phones not lasting longer.
Yeah.
If you know anyone with an iPhone 5S, right, which is the first one with a fingerprint, the small size, tell them to upgrade to iOS 12 because it is dramatically faster. And that is a six-year-old phone now.
Yeah.
And it's faster than it was yesterday if you upgrade to iOS 12.
See, that's cool.
That's fine.
That iPhone 10 that you've got should last 3 years without being at all, like, there shouldn't be any nervousness about that lasting 3 years in terms of, I'm talking in terms of envy.
Yeah.
It should last 5 years as a phone. Mm.
It's still cool after 3 years, this thing, for no problem.
Yeah.
Totally.
No problem.
Totally. Yeah. And I just think we need to be pushing that a lot more.
Well, I think people should start to realize that as well, that they start to walk around with that. It doesn't look that different to this year's phone.
No.
And they'll say, well, I'll at least get another 2 years out of this thing.
Also, don't fall for the bullshit from Telstra and Optus. They're doing leasing.
What's the deal
with
leasing?
Did you see that? Yeah, you got that text message.
I got a text from them.
Bowen got a text message from Telstra saying, oh, you know, the iPhone 10, it's available at $144 a month, 2 year contract. Just return it in good condition. Because you don't own it. You're leasing the phone.
Borrowing it from a friend.
You're borrowing... Yeah. Who leases a phone?
At an exorbitant price.
So the remarkable iPhone XS 64 gigabytes is available for pre-order on Australia's best mobile network from just $119 a month, including $10 monthly credit. Get this latest phone with a massive 90 gigabytes of data, including 30 gigabytes of bonus data, and you won't pay any excess data charges in Australia, no matter how much you use it. Minimum cost $2,856 when you stay connected for 24 months and return your handset in good working order.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
$2,800.
Yeah. And then you give it back. So you've just thrown $3,000 at them, and the phone is not yours.
And then do it
all again.
That's
pretty amazing.
That's not even a balloon payment at the end.
Insanity.
Telstra must be loving that.
It's theft.
Because you know how many people are going to go crazy.
Because
for
it's cheaper. It's probably, it's normally $10 a month, maybe a little bit more. Cheaper to lease than to buy. But you don't own the phone at the end of the contract.
I bet you people went bananas for
it. Oh, bananas?
Yep. People go bananas for this stuff. They just love it. They go, hang on a minute,
imagine
I can have it.
Imagine paying all that money and not owning the bloody phone at the end.
They don't care, Trevor.
You do not know your personal circumstances and how they're going to be in 2 years from now.
Yep.
Why on earth would you commit to not having a phone in two years
And if you
from
wanted
now?
To keep it, they'll charge you, what, 80% of the phone's value?
Probably. Yeah. Just do what I did, and I'll just switch to the Nokia 8110.
Yeah, what about that?
So I've noticed this. What's
$129.
I know that.
And, mate, it's early days. It's only been about 12 hours. But, it's mate, making phone calls, taking phone calls is... fun, easy,
and all it does.
What year was this originally out?
That was 1998, 1999.
Was it that early?
Yeah, whenever the Matrix was.
Well, hang on, I probably have one. Yeah, I would have.
Oh, you've got the original.
I've got the original.
Oh, there you go.
Bam.
And out of the museum.
Yeah, that's the Matrix phone. Yeah.
That's the Matrix
now,
phone.
Now, here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I didn't realize how smart it was.
It's good.
Okay.
Because here's my thing. I've got all my contacts in Google. Right, so I'm like, but then you can sync your Google Contacts.
Yep.
Google Contacts, Google Calendar, Google Email.
Uh-huh.
Only problem for me, I've got 11,000 contacts and it only takes 1,800, so they're not all there.
Yeah.
But you know, Snake is very good on it. Google Assistant, is he?
Right.
You can actually talk to Google.
Yep.
That's fine. It's got that built in. It's got Google Maps. You can't navigate, but you can get directions.
Right.
It's got a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yep.
So I can pair my iPhone so that I can have that with me somewhere and still get my WhatsApp messages.
Yep. Hang on. Oh, yeah. Okay.
On a weekend, you can Wi-Fi hotspot that to your tablet and stream your Netflix.
Would you do that?
Why not?
No. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Were you?
If that was my only way to be connected. I'm going to run this for a week.
No, seriously.
That's my phone.
That's what I want to know. Are you going to do that?
Yep. I'm going to do it for a week. It's fun texting people. It takes forever. My text messages are so short. Do you remember how hard it is to text with these numeric keys?
There's a reason we moved on, Trevor. I'm sorry. This is madness.
But the separation from the screen is
what
fantastic.
I want to know. Facebook and Instagram.
I'll tell you right now, I'm sick of Twitter.
Okay.
Oh. I'm done.
That's why you probably didn't get all the feedback from our
listeners. No, I've been on it still, but I'm ready.
He's still on it, but he's sick. Yeah, okay. You're done, but you're on it.
Yeah, it's just been something on my mind for the last week. It's like, you know what,
seething. Trevor, you need to unfollow 90% of the
people. I've unfollowed a lot. I'm down to 350.
So where's the problem coming from?
I don't know. No, it's time wasting. I'm spending too much time on it.
Right, you check it too often.
That's my point.
Okay,
So with this, I won't. Like, I'll still go on Twitter when I'm at my desk, but
right, okay.
When I'm at baseball tomorrow, I've got no Twitter. I got no Instagram. I just got this. If someone rings me, I'm good.
Yeah.
And if someone texts me, I can reply.
Be present. You can be present.
Correct.
In the moment. Come home. That's when
and I can take
time.
Amazing 2 megapixel photos.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna have to start carrying a camera around.
I said to him earlier today, take your heart rate pre and post and see how you go. Because I think notifications and the whole thing going on with your phone is causing strokes.
Even tracking your sleep.
Strokes.
I'd love to know how your sleep improves.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't got that dopamine going off every second your phone vibrates.
You call me a dope? What's he doing? What's going on
here? It's a real thing. Okay. I'd love to know how you adjust. I think you might be chilled out.
I need a few days to create the separation.
It's hard.
Like, I still carried the iPhone with me today and just connected to Wi-Fi hotspots because I didn't know what I'd miss.
Yeah.
Right? But just driving along, I'm like, well, nothing doing. I don't even look at my phone.
You know
nothing
what? Just great. Drive.
This set off a little trigger for me when I saw it. It wasn't this model. It was a smaller one. It was blue.
3210?
Yeah, probably around 2000 or something like that. Yeah, no antenna.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I used to regularly get on the drink in Sydney and then commute to the Central Coast and to get home, and I'd wake up in Newcastle because I was half cut. And I fell asleep one day on the train. Like, this had happened regularly on a Friday after a few at the Criterion Sussex Street. And I fell asleep, and the phone obviously was some metres away from me, and someone stole it. Woke up, no phone. Got off at a Wabba Creek, which is in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
I mean, that's north of Wyong. Found a phone box, rang my own phone, and a bloke answered. I said, mate.
Seriously,
he answered. I said, mate, you got my phone. Like, what's going on, bro? Like,
coming for you,
I was just off my face. You know what I sound like. And he just said, yeah, good luck with that. I'm on my way to Maitland. And he goes, it's now mine. And because back then, you couldn't lock phones.
You couldn't
could
do
you?
Anything much.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, do you know what? The thing that's triggered in me.
Never got a
and you're whinging about price.
Yeah.
I took out a credit card to get this phone.
Yeah.
Not this specific one. I just bought this on eBay. But back then in 1990, when it must have been 97, 98 because I was at 2GB.
Yeah.
I remember getting an extra $1,000 or $1,500 on my St. George credit card so that I could just buy this phone.
What do you reckon you paid for that then?
This one on eBay, not much.
No,
but
back then
I'm pretty sure it was like $1,500.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I'm pretty sure this was, mate, this was woo.
I know,
this was crazy.
Wild. It was wild.
Remember they used to heat the whole side of your head up?
But like, also, my mobile phone bill in 1995, 96 was $600 a month.
I remember the crazy.
In a bad month.
Was it?
Yeah, because you got paid for every call.
Remember having
that data?
Remember having 20 minutes free with Optus to Optus between 8
Optus
years
to Optus,
years.
Yeah.
Hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you also used to pay out of area roaming.
Yeah.
You used to pay more to roam. Yeah.
Remember the free text on New Year's Eve and Christmas Day?
I remember when SMS was launched, you would just text unlimited.
Oh, it was amazing. I remember when I got my first one. It was amazing.
And you used to have those weird images.
Who was your first one?
From Mitchell.
Oh, mate.
My best man.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes, look at this, bro.
Hey, bro.
I'm sending you a text.
Wasn't it so weird? It was like, why aren't you calling
me? I wish we were alive during that period again. Oh, good times.
Mate, when I showed Jackson this, he went like, here's what he did. He went like this, he went...
Touch the screen, didn't
you? Yeah,
he had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And then I handed it over to him in the text messaging app, and it took him all of dinner to send his mum a text that said,
really?
Jackson, hello.
Well, kids are trying to swipe books these days. Yeah.
It's a broken screen.
It's a bit
basically.
Scary, isn't
it's
it?
Insane.
Anyway, this is the EFTM podcast.
EFTM. You're listening to the EFTM podcast.
EFTM. Fuck, we got around.
A lot of
some
language
frequent
in this
flyer
one,
points.
A lot of language in this one.
Well, mate,
just going to say it.
Mate, we've said fuck 3 times, 4 now.
Mate, look, it's happening a lot.
I'm loaded up. I've got you an Emirates fast track card.
Is there an issue?
You can take that.
What's wrong, Jeffers?
I'm just saying, we're PG at one point. I'm just saying.
What's wrong?
We're PG
on language.
The show.
Nah, just, go we're, back,
it's
mate.
Okay, have it.
Go back.
Do what you like.
We used
it's
to get
fine.
More feedback when we said fuck.
There you go. People liked it.
Which is
people did comment about that. People did say they liked it.
Thai Airways.
Jesus, mate. Just chill out.
I know. Look, why do I have this? What's this?
It was in my headphones. I've got to get back to Trev. I'm sorry. I flew Emirates.
Anyways, he's still jet lag.
I'm not. I'm good. I'm real good.
Do you suffer jet lag at all?
No, it's a
myth. Mate, I get tired. I wouldn't say that
I think it's a myth too.
Yeah.
It's a myth.
Yeah, I think
mate, you know what it is? It's tiredness.
You just get tired.
Oh, why do we call it jet lag?
Yeah.
Because it's an excuse to be weak the next day.
Can
be
I just say, plain etiquette, and you know this more than anyone.
Yeah.
Mate, the last leg from Abu, you know, that happens, but Abu Dhabi to Sydney, 13 hours, whatever it is. I was sitting in the middle aisle. This is obviously upstairs, business class. Yes, I was flying business class, so I could lie down.
Tell me a sad story.
Anyway, the woman to my right... It's an overnight flight, essentially. You leave at 6 a.m. Abu Dhabi time. You land in Sydney at 6 a.m. She kept the window open for about 6 hours. Blinding sun just coming straight through at me. And then she was into the wines, and she kept on going up to the bar and getting pretzels or something.
How good is wine?
And the bag was crackling. It's like being in the movies and someone's eating popcorn. and I wanted to assault her.
Hang on.
I was getting real angry despite the noise cancelling headphones.
Well, I was going to say, I don't really notice what's going on around me, I'll be honest.
Yeah, headphones, face mask.
We had an upward journey in terms of the travel because we flew economy to Berlin with the Stig.
Yeah, we did, back to reality.
And we organised the exit row seats so that Bowen and the Stig were in front of me. I was just behind them with no seat in front of me.
Mm. He had the best seat in economy,
and
basically.
There was a guy next to me, and mate, halfway through the flight, he's just turned his light on.
Yeah, I hate that.
Not reading.
That's another one.
What for?
Not reading, just turned his light on.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there going, like, and I kept doing this, just kept looking up, as if to say, can you... Anyway, one point during the flight, he got up and went to the Brasco. Mm. I've just turned his light off.
Yeah.
Because, mate, what are you doing?
Maybe he just wanted that brightness.
Mate, no, that's just not on. In an overnight, sleepy cabin, dark.
Oh, okay.
Mate, when it's, you know, they... The people who run the airline know how you should sleep.
Yep.
That's why they keep the lights on, they do a dinner service, and then they dim the lights, and they basically suggest you go to sleep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they turn the lights on to wake you up.
A blanket.
So why don't you wear those eye masks?
Mate, that's just
not they annoy me a bit.
No, I'm not, happening.
If it's important to you.
Oh, plain etiquette is important to me. Don't turn your frigging light on.
Yeah, that's not on.
If you're not reading, if he was reading, I'd be like, dude needs to read. That's cool. Yeah, I'm good with it. But he was just sitting there.
Yeah. What about the chronic pages of people hitting the button to call the attendants, the hosties?
I've
never done that.
Did it once.
I've done it once or twice.
Because they're really useless.
They weren't happy with me. I asked for water.
They basically say it's up there.
In economy, that's what
they don't get it yourself.
She said, I'll get it for you now, because there was two people asleep next to me, so I couldn't get out.
And you were plastered.
And I really needed the water, Trev.
I remember. Yeah.
And the woman said, you get it yourself next time.
Yeah, it's a bit rough, isn't it?
Honestly.
Yeah. But you just get all these all of a sudden. It erupts early in the morning and ding, ding. It starts going off. Everyone's like,
everyone's got issues.
What do they want? Wait for the meal service.
Mate,
it's coming.
Honestly. I think it was that long, the first economy flight. I went down to the bathroom and there's like three toilets at the back of the plane.
Yeah.
And for some, like there was people waiting, but there was one door that was unlocked. And I went, oh, what's doing? Yeah. It's just water on the floor.
Oh, yeah. And this is another issue.
Oh, because people are sitting on it or standing on it.
Well, no, they just run the tap and it's just, you know.
It's disgusting.
Oh, you think it's water?
It was water.
Is it okay to wear socks?
I was about to ask that.
Yeah.
Do you put your shoes on before you go to the toilet?
No, so I'm always wearing the airline
socks.
Yeah,
that's what I do now.
Oh, I've never done that. I've never put their gear on.
Yeah,
always.
I've done their pyjamas once.
And I now and then fly economy, I carry a pair of airline socks that are unused, unopened from a
business. That's a smart idea, because then you've got fresh socks. When
correct.
You get off.
Yep. So I take my shoes off, put them in the overhead locker.
Hey?
Yeah, because I've normally got like RM, so I don't want them sitting
them
in front
under
of
the
me.
Seat?
Just no, because you can't put anything under your seat.
Hmm.
Like you mean the under seat in front of you? I want that space for my leg room.
Yeah, right.
Throw them up in there. I've got shoes off for the whole flight.
Yeah.
And then you're about to come into land. You pull your shoes down. You put put your socks back on because they're pretty fresh. Yeah. And you're good to go for the day.
It's a good idea because you're right. I've walked into the dunny with my socks on, and it is a bit weird. You don't know what you're stepping on, and then you're stuck in them for the rest of the day afterwards.
Yeah, that's right.
Mate, that is not on.
No, it's a bit gross.
Not on.
Need to wear the airline socks.
I can't even remember where we went. But
no, we went to Berlin for IFA 2018.
That's right. Yeah.
It was a technology trade show, and to be honest, I don't remember any of it.
Bono couldn't sing.
Bono, that's right. Fuck, I forgot. We went to a U2 concert.
Yeah, so
one of Stig's best. The Stig is organised, possibly the best vlog content we've ever had.
Yep.
Yep.
Which is us going, oh my God, we're going to U2.
Yeah.
And then he's got his money back.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
It's good that you got a refund, actually.
Mate, I hope he's pushing for it, because they were very expensive. I'm filthy. I'm really angry at him for buying
them. I could have almost touched Bono.
We were very close. Very good.
Pretty close.
I'm really...
Then he bailed.
I know, Stig hated me but I don't like the bloke.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, well,
you don't like his political messages, do you?
I mean, if I'm paying money for a show,
you need
push
to be a little bit more aware. I mean, you think I'm a heartless bastard, but you need to be a little bit more aware of people's personal feelings and circumstances.
In who? Who are we referring to?
The Stig.
I didn't know he was a fan.
I don't.
Who knows he's that he's a U2 fan?
He's like the equivalent of John Farnham, Bono for,
is he?
For him.
Yeah. Did Stig like him
much? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mate, it was never brought up. Even on a road trip to CS, he doesn't ever put U2 on.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
He's never played a song.
I don't know if you know the Stig too well, but he very, very rarely communicates.
He doesn't talk a lot. I know.
Although me and him had a lot of time together. It was great because Trevor was busy doing the Today Show stuff. I don't know what he's doing. He's just out.
It's busy.
Just doing stuff. And we're just walking the floor, me and the Stig. It was good times.
It's good
times. Mate, go to Stockholm. What did we go to Sweden for? Oh, the Mercedes. The Mercedes Benz EQC. What's another car? Didn't drive it, but we saw
didn't
it.
Didn't drive it. Great car.
Yeah.
Electric car with an engine.
Mm.
because there's no frunk. So annoying.
Do you reckon that's to keep traditionalists comfortable?
No, it's for weight distribution and crash protection. Yep.
It's actually got stuff in it.
They've created a crash structure that basically replicates the engine.
Like a big ram at the front.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that car. It's going to be
looks
big.
Big fan. Looks massive
good.
Fan.
Yeah, it does look good.
Cost will be interesting.
Well, I look forward to driving the I-Pace, though, too.
Yeah. I keep seeing one at my area. I don't know who owns it. Though, isn't it? There's one on the road in the... No, it's blue.
Okay.
It's one on the road out your way, too.
Hard to pick them sometimes because they are lower, but that's really the only telltale.
Hard to pick them.
Yeah, it's harder to pick. No, compared to the what's the four drive
E-Pace.
One? The E-Pace. It's just a bit lower than it, right?
No, it's got a flatter stairs. It's dramatically different.
Yeah. We did go to Sweden, didn't we?
Yeah.
Was that it?
We drove a Volvo out there.
Went to Stockholm. Yeah, we drove the.
That looked.
Thanks to the good people of Volvo Australia for hooking us up with that.
V90.
X60.
No, it wasn't an X.
V60. Yeah, V60.
Looked good.
Which hasn't arrived here yet. Yeah. Station wagon. Good alternative to an SUV.
Sexy.
Powered by the diesel. It's good.
Yeah, it was very nice.
DD4.
Yeah.
When's that coming to Australia?
Later this year. The launch has been on. I didn't get invited.
Yeah, we went to IKEA in Stockholm. In a Volvo and a meatballs.
You know, what IKEA is like in Sweden?
No.
It's like IKEA in Marston Park. There's no difference.
Oh, it's the same.
It's exactly the same.
That's disappointing.
Apart from they talk a bit, the language is a bit out there.
All the staff are actually Swedish.
Yeah.
They're all IKEA.
Mostly. Yeah. IKEA.
They're a bit different, aren't they?
We have meatballs.
That's your best.
No ever. Difference whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it was wild. We saw some interesting products.
You guys stopped vlogging once you got to Sweden. What happened there?
Well,
we ran out of
Was Stig still there?
The vlog was IFA.
Yeah,
but was Stig still there?
The vlogs were IFA.
Yeah, the thing was a Mercedes.
And good friends of Vodafone sponsored the IFA vlogs.
Yeah,
so was Stig still there?
Yeah,
he had no idea. I didn't know.
He disappeared.
Well, mate, feel free to communicate.
Just went off the radar.
Yeah. I went off the radar after the U2 concert too, for good reason.
Why would happen?
I had a few drinks. Mate, they serve beer.
Smashed.
1 litre jugs, mate. That's like...
Steins.
I mean, you know, what's a long neck 750?
Just everyone listening, watch the vlog again. I think it might be the second to last one.
Yeah.
Where we go to U2, and you'll notice we go, yeah, and then it's just me walking out going, well, that ended abruptly, and there's no bow on.
Because there's a 40-minute delay, so I've went and got about, 20
this
more
bloke,
beers.
Right? This bloke appears on out. This bloke appears on Irish radio.
It was on Irish radio. Like, I saw that.
Talking about the Bono thing. He wasn't even fucking there. Right? They've sung two songs, right? And he's turning to me, I'm just going to go for a piss. So he's gone out.
Yeah.
Come back with four beers.
Come back with four beers.
Yeah.
And he's missed the fact that Bono's struggling. Right?
Yeah.
And then the whole thing ends. Yeah. And then he leaves because we're waiting 40 minutes for Bono to come back out. He goes, I've had enough of this. And he's off his dock.
This is bullshit.
He walks out. And then he doesn't hear the speech, right? So I hear him doing his pre-briefing with the producer on Irish radio in the Airbnb.
Yeah.
And he's going, yeah, no. And then the lights came on and everyone left.
Yeah,
they didn't even announce anything. And I'm like, they did announce something, you weren't there!
I stormed out to get a hot dog or something. And then my tweet went viral. It was on the BBC, CNN, everywhere.
Yeah, I saw so many people saying, can we use this? Can we use this? I'm like, man, this is great.
Yeah, the EFTM views were great.
Penny from Irish radio rang me and then all of a sudden I'm on air the next day with some woman. Oh, Christopher Bowen, our motoring journalist, was there. How is Bono?
Because in Ireland, that would have been the big news.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like John Farnham dying.
Whoa.
That doesn't just happen.
Losing his voice was what happened.
Yeah, but they're worried about him. Like, that's bad. It just went. Things are just
I'd be worried about the glasses.
Yeah, true.
What glasses?
Glaucoma or something.
They're a bit weird.
I'm sorry? He's always wearing glasses. Yeah, but it's a fashion thing.
No, no, it's not. It's a health thing.
Yeah, he's got some.
Oh, God's sake. This guy is just getting worse and worse, isn't he?
Spotlights in his eyes.
What about you on Irish radio?
That's so good. I did a good cross. Anyway, so what else can we talk about?
I think there's something else in the room.
Then we came home.
It was 10
I
days.
I went to Cupertino and you went to Madrid.
And I came home and I just saw my wife. I said, listen, I'm just going to Madrid. See ya. And then Henry got sick the last few days. And my wife's been in charge of work. She had to stay home. It's just been crap.
I was in Berlin and then Sweden and my wife's telling me not to come home.
Yeah, that's right. There's a 4-day
because I was coming home for 3 days before I went to Cupertino. And she's like, don't come home. And I'm like, I really want to see my kids. She's like, don't come home. That's stupid. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's like, that's a stupid thing to do. Just fly straight to America. And I'm like, who's paying for the accommodation for the 3 days?
Yeah, I mean, logistically, it makes sense.
Well, no one wants jet lag Trevor around the house. Do they? This is just going to sit in here.
What did you do with your clothes? Did you get them? Like, you guys were away for a bit. You
10 days.
I had enough clothes.
Did you guys do laundry?
I bought a whole new wardrobe.
Mate, he washed every day.
Oh, did you?
He washed every day.
Because you're in an apartment or something.
I've no idea why.
Well, I was going through 3 shirts a day. Like, we're going to function.
Mate, I packed enough shirts. I packed enough shirts, enough socks, enough undies. this
for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Hey, listen, don't ever do hotel bloody laundry.
Yeah, though, I've paid for his friggin' laundry. Yeah. He gets to Stockholm and he spends $260 on laundry.
Well, I don't know how much the Kona is.
Mate, you never use hotel laundry.
Do you know how much extra starch costs?
Why is it $200? What are you getting, a suit pressed?
Mate, he probably...
I've got four shirts.
Four shirts,
five
socks,
undies. And socks.
They charge per undie. Yeah, yes, they do. Have you ever done that at a hotel?
Yeah, but
it's
not
like $1,200 Kona, which is like...
What's Kona? It's because our dollar's so bad.
They're barred the euro over there, so they're running with
hotel laundromat. You never do it. It's too expensive.
I ordered the express service. That
I don't know what he did. He had a huge bag. Why didn't you pack enough?
Don't know. Mate, rookie error.
On the second day in Berlin, he's doing washing. I'm like, you've only been here 2 days.
I'm impressed.
It was hot. I was sweating. I was wanting to wash.
You're expensive to travel with.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And I had a stupid washing machine too.
I thought you guys had an apartment.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was air. I was just trapped.
No, but in Stockholm we did.
Stockholm we did.
I don't know.
I don't know where we stayed.
Sheraton.
You stayed at some other place. 69.
Well, thanks to Mercedes,
Oh, you guys had different hotels.
Yeah, he was like up the road. In Stockholm, basically, Trev disappeared.
You guys were literally just on your own.
He checked us in and then he walked off and I didn't see him for 2 days.
Should say I got to do work.
In fact, at one point I had to go get your clothes. I was like, your purse. Like, I went and got your bloody shirt.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Your jacket for the Today Show. Then we got a $400 taxi out to wherever we went. Where was that launch? Like, we were just in the middle of nowhere.
You drove out there. It wasn't a taxi. You had a Volvo.
Oh, we had the Volvo.
Is he okay?
We got a press car.
Is he okay, Trev?
They had a car.
No, I was getting taxis in Berlin because I got the shits of the train. That cost me a lot. I've got to claim that back.
You caught a train.
Yeah.
I catch the train all the time. And
so, real quick question and probably question from the audience, actually.
Yeah.
People are asking, what is Checkpoint Charlie?
Okay, so this is the major crossing that the Western Allies were running between East and West Germany, where the Berlin Wall was, obviously, and Checkpoint Charlie was run by the Western Allies. And
what's with the name?
I don't know the origins of it. I can't tell you that, Jeff.
Checkpoint
say,
C. It's like there's different. Yeah, there's lots of different checkpoints.
There was no Charlie.
You ever been through roadworks? Yeah. And there's a gate A, gate B. It's like the checkpoints. There are multiple ones. Checkpoint C. Mm. And I don't want to break it to you, but a lot of the times on the two-way radio, they say, C for Charlie. Mm. So come to Checkpoint Charlie. Yeah. Checkpoint C.
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
That's where they got the name from.
That's where they got the name from.
Yeah, mate.
That's pretty basic.
Serious topic, the Berlin Wall.
I thought there'd be more to it than that.
No. I'll tell you what's disappointing. It's a replica now. It's not the original.
What, the checkpoint?
And it's outside of McDonald's.
There's even a pile of sandbags, which is basically made out of fiberglass. So
what, they're somehow.
But it's in a museum somewhere.
People take photos.
No, it's ridiculous.
Mate, listen, they're selling gas masks out the front of the fucking museum.
Yeah. And Nazi memorabilia.
That doesn't commemorate.
They are not.
They are.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And also chips of the Berlin Wall you can take home, bits of rock.
Army hats and with gas masks.
With the full third swastika.
Gas
stuff.
Masks on sale in Berlin.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Like, I'm not massive into political. That's insulting.
It's a little bit rough, guys.
It's as rough as it gets.
That's a bit
strange town, Berlin. Oh, I liked it, but I liked Stockholm a lot
more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's like Rome, Greece, and just all those places.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
Wow.
Anyway, that's why we haven't been around, people. We've just been traveling and,
I've been home.
Jeff's got a baby.
Yeah, we said that last podcast.
Oh, did we?
Still there.
Yeah.
How's he going?
Yeah, good.
Sleeping
5 weeks. 5 weeks old.
Yeah, any breakdowns, any dramas at home? Like,
no, he sleeps.
Any stresses?
He sleeps for 4 hours, wakes up.
Still does
feed
that.
Him.
Yeah, same scenario as usual. Yeah,
it's pretty boring.
Yeah, how's your wife going? Handling
she's
well?
Good,
she
mate.
She
want to
go back to work yet? Or?
She's thinking about it.
Yeah, sure.
No.
She's thinking about it.
At the moment, we'll
they get
least,
bored,
Oh, mate, I got bored.
Make sure you end it. Yeah, I know, I could tell.
I got bored. Because for me, I basically would do... I just had to leave the house at least once a day.
Yeah.
I've got to get out. I've got to get a coffee. I've got to do something.
Why were you going to Parramatta for stuff? Like, I saw stuff.
I had to get my
Instagram.
Car serviced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't have a car for me, so I had to just roam.
Oh, dear. How dare they?
Yeah.
They didn't have a car for you?
Yeah, because I booked it late. I booked it about a week ahead.
Okay.
Which you can't do with BMW.
No.
You've got to book out early.
BMW, tosser.
So he's basically blasé about fatherhood right now.
Then I went car shopping. That's what I did while I was waiting. Went out to look at the Macan. Went out to look at the... I went to Mercedes, but they wouldn't talk to me. They're the rudest bastards out of Parramatta. Mercedes,
man.
Worst people.
Why would you get a Macan, seriously?
I won't, actually, after seeing it. Mm. After seeing it, I won't. It's actually
very
small.
It's just a Volkswagen.
On the inside, it's really tiny. The boot is minuscule.
What offended you about Mercedes? In what way?
Which car?
So before I bought my BMW, I went to Mercedes with the intention to potentially get a C-Class. Mm. No one would talk to me. Went to the desk, I'm like, I'd like to have a look at the C-Class, and they saw you have to book. So, okay, I'm out. Walked across the road and bought a BMW.
To book?
Yep.
To see a car?
To test drive a car. Got to book a car.
Wow. It was a salesman.
Yep, that's what they said. It's okay, fine.
So what are you looking at then?
So then I went to Mercedes again because I wanted to look at the GLC.
Yeah, sure.
I think that'd be a good little family runabout.
Yeah.
And same thing. I literally stood in front of it for 5 minutes, walked out. No one talked to me.
What are they priced from?
I don't know. You can get one for around 60.
Well, he doesn't know because no one to talk to him.
Yeah. Went to Volvo, XC60 demo. Looks okay.
Go Jag, mate.
Yeah, I went to Jag, but I don't know, man. Like, I looked at the Land Rovers there, like the Discovery Sport, and then I did the full up and down Parramatta.
I'm not.
You did Auto Alley.
I'm not probing.
I looked at the new X3 as well.
I'm not probing to you your financial affairs. It's none of my business. But why not? I mean, why not just go some sort of Hyundai or Kia? Get the long warranty. You just can't. Is this a status thing?
It's 100% status.
It's not a status
thing.
Don't
bullshit,
Jeff. There's
no money
in cars. You're just blowing cash up your ass.
Actually, the other thing I looked at was the Kodiak from Skoda.
Oh, well, that was car of the year.
That's all right.
That is a very compelling option.
That is a good car. No, I like it.
It's a seven-seater, less than 60 grand, brand new, and it's got everything. Everything.
So what's wrong with that?
Got the brollies in the
door. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, don't know what's wrong with it at the moment. I haven't driven one yet, but that's a very compelling option.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, it's really nice.
Getting back to the point, though, it's status.
Nah, it's not.
Well, why haven't you been to a Hyundai dealer?
The new Santa...
I've driven the Hyundai, the Kia, what was that four-wheel drive they've got? Sorento?
Yeah, but that was... No, I'm talking about press cars. Why haven't you walked into a dealership?
Because I don't want to.
Because you don't want to own a Kia.
But I've driven one. I don't mind the idea.
Just say it, Jeff.
I'd probably own a Stinger if I was into that sort of
market of a car. It's extraordinary.
It's just not for me.
Okay.
Because it's a Kia.
No, nothing.
He's a brand snob.
No, it's just not for me.
I don't care how much you spend. I'm just saying. It's a lot of money.
It is.
Yeah, just the blow in the wind is gone.
So I want to get rid of the wife's car.
Sure.
I want to get rid of my car.
Oh, well, you cash it there.
Just clean them both out.
Yeah, right, okay. And just stick to one car.
No. Just get a four-wheel drive and a basic runabout Ford or something.
Hang on, did that make... You're going to need to share?
No. So she wants the shooting brake, but I think it's old. It's an old model now, so I'm pushing
against
it. Which
shooting brake?
The CLA.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So she loves the CLA. I think it's just dated. And for me, I want a four-wheel drive. I want something big. I want to go off-road. I want to get out.
But you're not going to buy a four-wheel drive. You're going to get a soft SUV that's not going to go off-road.
Yeah, take it off-road.
No, you won't, mate.
But on the dirt.
You can't even drive it on grass.
Yeah, just drive it a bit of
grass. None of those things work, mate.
Cross a river.
I've got 20-inch tyres.
Cross a river.
Cross a river.
Mate.
Cross a river. You just put a bloody snorkel on it.
Could you imagine?
See, whereas a Santa Fe, you probably could go half okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Lock the diff and stuff.
The X3 is out, though. It's expensive this time. Jesus. That new model's gone way up.
It has.
Like almost 90 grand for a
Well, the X3 is superb. It's a great car these days.
But
yeah, it's like an
cash.
iPhone. It's crazy cash.
Right. So, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm bored.
Okay. La, 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 la.
Oh, you're just fading that out now. It's good.
Yeah,
no
get rid of it.
Listen,
what?
I wanted to raise something with you before the end of the show.
Who, me?
That's bugging me.
Is that it?
No.
We've got heaps to go.
No, we've got time's running out.
No, because it's been a while. We should go over time.
Listen.
Listeners have been demanding.
Listen, no one noticed when we were on for 4 weeks. They won't notice if we go 3 hours. It's not going to make a difference.
So,
are you, Gary Lum?
I want you to think about all those crazy flavor combinations that we've had.
This is what we're ending on?
Yeah.
Flavor.
Yeah. No, I didn't say ending. I just want to bring you to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Name some of those crazy. You know, there's been chips?
Vegemite
chips?
Pizza.
Yeah. 4 and 20 chips.
Wasn't there.
Meat lovers.
There's just, like, they just keep combining stupid things together.
Right. Can I tell you one that I tried this week?
Oh, yeah?
Egg yolk.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we had...
Egg and yolk, mate, they're the same thing.
No, egg yolk flavoured chips.
Oh, really?
We had this Chinese bird come into our office from China.
Chinese
she brought this. She brought this pack of chips as snacks. Egg yolk salted chips.
How are they?
It's disgusting. I threw them.
So, I've not opened this because I saw it and I just thought, how is that a flavour?
What is it?
It's chocolate.
Yeah, I can see the purple part. What's the Cadbury something?
It's chocolate, right?
Can you tell me what it is?
No, you have to try it. I'm going to try it at the same time. I don't try new things, but
gag.
I'm going to try this, right? If you gag,
how do you know I'm not allergic to it?
I don't care.
Well, this is... What if I die?
Right.
All right.
What's a peanut?
It's a Cadbury chocolate. It doesn't taste like anything.
It's peanut flavoured.
A bit of crunch in it.
Mm. It does taste a bit peanutty.
What is it?
Is it like kettle chips or something?
Yes.
Bullshit.
Kettle sea salt chips.
Really? How do I get that?
Who combines Cadbury chocolate?
Got it now.
Yeah, I've got kettle chips in that.
Yeah.
It's like they've just crunched them in there. What a stupid thing to do.
I'm not going
to
talk it up, but how did I pick that trip?
What? Because you've been on MasterChef? I don't know what.
That's a refined palate, that is.
Can I just talk about some other weird shit?
I don't mind it.
Don't you think that's a weird... Who comes up with that idea?
It works, though, Trev.
It's good.
It weirdly works.
Yeah, it does. It's the aftertaste.
Go well with a glass of wine.
Starts off peanutty, and then it goes all kettle. That's good.
I like that.
I got this email and I thought was spam from a bloke who just calls himself Jim.
Wait, we're done with the chocolate.
Yeah, I'm just... It's similar. And it says, have you given any consideration to the below pitch I sent over last week? I thought you might be interested in reviewing some samples of Nutri-Air. We have distribution in your country. The last line sort of indicates to me, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, did you try this?
So I wrote back, yep, yeah, no dramas. Happy to. You know what it is?
She snorts.
It's the equivalent of vaping. I got sent about, I don't know, 10 Nutri-Air cigarette-style vaping devices that you...
Where are they? I didn't bring them.
I forgot to bring them. I'll bring them next
week. Thanks for leaving the fun everything.
So this is delivering vitamins to you through your lungs.
How?
Now, look, I'm not going to review this because I don't think we can recommend this product, to be honest. So I've been sucking on this thing at home.
Oh, so you've been still using it?
Yeah, I've been using it.
You're on the product.
There's different ones. Like there's an energy one. There's a sexual drive one. There's a...
Tried that one?
There's a relaxing one. Don't need it.
By yourself on the plane?
Don't need it. Mate, it lasts for ages. But what? The amount of... You
what?
Know how much...
Hey, what are we talking about?
up your nose. Away it goes, buddy. It's this time you suck on it. And you...
You're sitting at home by yourself and you go, damn it, this thing just won't disappear.
Lucky we're not at the office yet. But I'll bring him to the office and we have one. So there's no nicotine, no alcohol, and obviously, and tobacco. You just inhale this thing and look, I've got to say the energy ones work. They're like having a cup of coffee. You feel
better. Do they taste?
They have a taste, like peppermint flavor. There's different flavors, raspberry, peppermint, all that sort of thing.
I'm keen.
I just don't know if it's good for your health. It's endorsed by the FDA in America, I think, or made in an FDA laboratory, an approved laboratory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the relaxing one, good. Put me to sleep.
Okay.
The sexual drive one, haven't tried.
So what's your concern about reviewing them? What do you think we need to do?
Inhaling anything just concerns me.
Yeah.
I'm a former smoker. I just don't think that we should. Well, it's a health product. They're making some claims. I don't think we should be doing that on the website.
What are we doing on the podcast? Well, remember we all popped those pills? I didn't write about that for the same reason. I felt a bit weird about that.
That was in Vegas.
Yeah, no, I think this is the forum for that because we can be very clear about our concern for it.
Yes.
I'll bring him in next week and we can all have a puff and a
Shan't
suck.
Be having any.
You won't. Jeff will.
You won't?
No.
You won't snort some Nutri-Air?
No.
You don't snort it, you puff it.
What about it says to not exceed 20 doses a day? All right.
It's a lot.
It lasts for 3 weeks, each individual cigarette-style thing. And there's an LED light, so when you inhale, it lights up like the end of a cigarette would. But after 3 seconds, it starts flashing, saying, stop! That's too much.
This is 100% vaping.
Well, they say it's not.
It absolutely is.
To me, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm keen. Let's get on it next week.
We'll do that. Yeah, we'll feel the man. Any smoke detectors in here? Have you got a nest?
Hang on. Does smoke come out?
Oh, bloody oath it does.
What? Where off?
So it's not just
inhaling. You inhale it and then you exhale and there's a certain amount of smoke.
So vapor comes out or smoke. Oh, this is smoking.
It's some sort of oil that vaporizes.
Is your wife across it?
Yeah, she just said.
You told her about the sexual drive?
What are you doing? Keep it away from Henry.
No, I haven't. That's a good point.
I haven't been home, Trev.
But don't smoke the sexual
Keep
drive.
It away from him. Yeah, little baby arm. That's disgusting and I don't want to talk anymore about it.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, go to NutriAir.com and it'll explain it far more effectively than what I just did.
Wow. I'm nervous about it, actually, but it's exciting.
Look, fall is right around the corner, and that means temps are getting colder, and you are going to have to find new ways to relax. So that's the pitch for the relaxing
find
one.
Find new ways to relax.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Look at it. It's good.
Okay.
All right, there you go. I don't know what Bowen's going to do with this thing, but we'll...
You got to review stuff.
Jeff's going to vape it next time.
I think so.
Okay, bye.
What are you pointing at? Huh? Oh. He didn't even bother. He's not even reading the rundown.
What happened?
Was there something else?
So how are you gonna intro your next segment?
Is this about the Emmys?
I think we should talk. Sadly,
yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, guys, look, I watched the Emmys this week, and I know that.
And from now on, you bring the rundown.
Yeah. People watch the Emmys on their television.
Yeah, they do.
And they give awards out for
on a parental leave.
No, I was working.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, even better.
I'm back at work.
Okay.
Now, look. They give awards for best actor, best actress, things like that.
Yeah.
I asked you guys the question during that show. How do they judge best actor, best actress, if you don't know the person's original character? So say, for example...
person's original character.
Yeah, so take Heath Ledger, for example. He played the Joker in Batman.
Sure.
if I didn't know what Heath Ledger was like normal, how would I know whether he was acting well?
Well, he's not the Joker in real life.
That's one point. You know what I mean? So I watched, so the lady from The Crown got best actress in a TV show or something. And I saw her do her speech and she sounds the same as she does in the TV show. She's very eloquent the same way as in the TV show. I thought, is she really acting? How much, what is she doing? She's just being herself. Well, so how do you judge a good act if you don't know or the difference between their real life to their act isn't so great?
So you think Daniel Craig is getting around a car with an ejector seat? And just, you know, ejecting himself.
You think Tom Cruise is running around jumping across buildings?
Well, that's the good thing with Tom Cruise. He actually is doing capable. Some pretty amazing acting.
But I don't think he does it for fun.
No. You know that.
No,
you know
he does. He,
well, he did with that bloke recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom Cruise can fly a bloody helicopter. Tom Cruise drove a Formula One race car. Tom Cruise is a pretty athletic, amazing individual.
He is.
Does that make him less of an actor in terms of Mission Impossible?
No, that would make him a good actor, Trevor.
Why?
Because here's the interesting. You know,
no, because you're saying the leap from standard to like the role.
Good point.
Is so I'm saying the leap for Tom Cruise from Tom Cruise to whoever the friggy hell he plays in Mission Impossible, right?
John
is
Cruise.
Much smaller than, I don't know, Heath Ledger going
good
from
point.
That because Heath Ledger doesn't jump out of planes and skydive.
So do you think Tom Cruise will win an award for best actor in that role?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't want to break it to you, but actors play different roles.
That's what defines a good actor.
Yes, right.
Someone who can do that.
Yeah.
But if you're just being kind of yourself, that's not good acting. That's just you appearing in a role.
What's her name? She's not walking around as the queen every day in day-to-day life.
She's just playing the same thing. With
mate, you've got to... But have you actually watched any television or movies?
I watch The Crown. I enjoy The Crown.
Because
they have to follow a script. They have
that's
to,
right.
So they have to walk to certain points. Yeah. They have to show emotion at times.
100%.
Mate, just end the show.
That's
an idiot.
That's a very interesting point.
Just, you're an idiot.
Did you know they're delaying Top Gun, the new Top Gun, because Tom Cruise is demanding to fly? He's demanding that he flies. So they're having to delay the production of the film because they have to teach the guy to fly.
There's one actor who just destroys his little theory, whatever he's doing over there. Yeah. This fuckwittery that's going on.
Who's that?
That's the best. What you're doing right now is fuckwittery.
Kramer is certainly not the person
Michael Richards.
Off air
he played himself.
On air.
Yeah.
No, he didn't play himself. Because if he did, he'd be sacked.
So he was a good actor.
He's boring as batshit.
Correct. Jerry Seinfeld, not a good actor.
So we agree.
But if you watch...
We agree.
No.
You just said that.
No. If you watch this first season of Seinfeld...
He plays himself.
He's not a great actor.
Yeah.
Right? But he becomes a much better actor because he learns the craft.
Yeah. But he's the same person off-air as he is on-air.
No, he's not.
He's not.
It's a very...
Jerry is. Jerry's the same. He even plays the same
that's
name.
That's what's called acting.
Well, how many times have you met him?
Have you met him?
How many times have you met him? You're the one with the fucking theory.
Coffee and cars or whatever. He's the same in that as he is in the show.
Bullshit!
Yeah, he's the same, Trev. Same guy.
No, he's not.
You don't go, oh, it's different. Same.
He doesn't engage with the people in that show like he does alone.
Bowen.
Very good.
Just end it.
Interesting point there, guys.
No, not interesting
at
all.
Have a think about it. Listen, that's
fuck wittery.
Have a think about it.
And if you'd like Jeff to be replaced, just tweet us.
What else is on the rundown?
No, that's it, mate. We're done.
That's it.
What about that shark bands thing?
We're done.
What?
We're done. No, we're done.
Okay.
So I sent a press release
Jeff's
about
done.
Shark bands.
No, we're done, Jeff. Mate, we're done. Okay.
They reckon it.
Thanks for
sharks.
Listening. It's been great. Jeff's an idiot. He's obviously got baby brain.
I've been vaping.
We'll be back next week.
It's been big.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.